It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Mattis writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2106, recorded Thursday, August 20th, 2026. Fry to remember. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity gets new lights for the warehouse. We have some What the Heck Is It's from Diggity and Mo, and I have a crappy corner of my favorite gadget that gets a little toasty. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the Sing Dong Show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now!
And here he is, our gadget savant. How you doing, Dickie D?
Wow. I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good. Trying to...
Are you getting any of this rain on the East Coast?
Definitely. It has been raining. We are in... Yes. Not as much as y'all are. Ours is like the normal stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I hear it's, yeah, it's been coming down.
Yeah, we are having tremendous rain here in the city for 3 or 4 hours. And usually when it's as bad as I'm hearing, I can hear the rain on the roof.
Wow.
And this is a 5-story building, which gives you an idea how pounding the rain is. It often starts flooding the subways, and that really messes up the city. So I don't know if that's happened yet, but it's supposed to rain until 10 or 11 tonight.
Yikes. Yeah. It's been hot days, humid, and then rain will just come in out of nowhere and then rain for like 2 hours and then it's done. Or even rain for 30 minutes and it's done is what has been happening over here. But hot, like,
So it's like living in a swamp.
Yes, it is. I mean, we are. We live in a swamp. It's like a rainforest type thing. And I've been trying to run, get into running again, and training for I have a half marathon in November or October. Anyway, it's in the end of the year, so I'm starting my training now, and it is hard to find a time. Because if I don't do it before 8 a.m., it's like 80 degrees and humid, 90% humidity.
It's, oh, my gosh.
It's insane. So, yeah, definitely. The weather has been crazy. What'd you get up to this week, though?
Dennis and I had a tour of the Animal Medical Center's rebuild. They took over a building. Oh, that's a perfect way to start. So the cream-colored thing sort of on the writer's side was the current Animal Medical Center. And then I think the lady said there was a lot behind the building that they were able to buy, or it was a parking garage, I can't remember. And they built that new building, the darker gray building. And then they opened the floors so that you can walk from one end of the building almost a block long. And they added more indoor space along the bottom of the building. And you can just randomly go through these. So they have so many divisions I didn't think of for dogs. Cardiology, there is dentistry, exotics, that people bring in snakes and turtles and rabbits. I don't even know.
Endoscopy. I think that is the camera that they put in.
Oh, yeah. Into various parts of the body.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Internal radiology. And wow.
Radiology, exactly. So now they're building a huge play space outdoors for animals. Right now, animals that need exercise, they have to physically take them out to the street, which is very time consuming and not the most safe thing.
Very New York.
Yes, yes, exactly. So now, and every
the schedules.
Every room has these giant TVs that shows every animal in every cage and what they're in there for and what drugs they're on.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. These are some of the animals that are under treatment. I asked how many people, and they said about 700 people work there.
Wow.
550 of them are vets and medical personnel. So it's open all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, holidays, and acupuncture. Did you know about that?
I mean, I know it exists, not for animals.
Yes. they have acupuncture for dogs.
A treadmill.
Yeah, a little running track for dogs. And then the next slide there. Okay, these are water exercise for dogs. That dog
I've
goes
seen
in there and
images of this online. Wow.
And then they fill it with water for dogs that need that kind of exercise.
Yeah, this is all watertight, so it becomes a
yes,
tub
exactly.
And fills with water.
Exactly. Wow. And a running track in between the two of them.
Wow. And that's all of them. That's it. That's crazy.
What a crazy tour. Yeah, it is an amazing an amazing place. And if you're homeless, they'll treat your pets for free. It's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah, wow.
I remember I was talking to a vet there some years ago, and they were taking care of the dog from this homeless man. Makes me cheer up when I talk about it. She said, you know, your dog is really overweight. And the man said, I can't help that. Any free food I get, half of it is his.
No.
And she said, well, that's a wonderful thing, but just vary the ratio.
Make it a fourth.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But it was so moving that it was sort of like a rule. I get this. Half of it is yours.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can only imagine what it would be like to be on the street basically alone and have an animal. I mean, it would bring you so much joy.
It's their life. I think for a lot of people, it is their only companion in life.
That's incredible, incredible stuff.
So it's a wonderful place, and we support it all we can.
That's great.
And you?
I ran on a run.
Okay.
It was a 5K and on a road race. It was the Celebration of Running 5K.
I always forget that mixed up. So every time you run, they give you $5,000?
I wish. Oh, my gosh. You know, they used to have, I was looking back at some of the archive stuff. They used to have a prize purse for some, and they still do for like the half marathon. But they had prize purses for some 5Ks back in the day that was like $20,000 prize purses. And that's like for the first place and, you know, it's insane, and it's a great. It's a strategy because when you get a prize purse that big, you get really professional athletes that try to fight for the.
Yes.
And you can almost promote that. There's all these, you know that there's going to just be like these incredible runners that show up to try to compete for tons of money. So it's kind of cool. But yeah, no, I wish. No, it's more like 5,000 calories need to go out of me, you know, that sort of thing. But yeah, no, that was it. A good time, good time. Yeah, let's jump into it, shall we?
Okay. The first is about lighting in my warehouse, and I'll just explain something up top. Is my Motorola phone now that replaced my LG phone. The camera almost sees in the dark. So when I talk about it's so dark in here, you're going to say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Right, anyway, so keep that in mind.
The technology has gotten too good.
Exactly.
The exposure is compensating too well.
So here's the warehouse video.
To the right half of Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay. The right side.
If you haven't been following, I had a huge warehouse at
a huge room,
which is now Storage Post, and they didn't have a room big enough, and so now I have two smaller lockers, and this is the right hand half of it. And what we did is we made one whole half, the left half all mad stuff, and the right half all gadget stuff. Okay, so none of the lockers have interior lighting. So I had been using this guy. Remember this? We did this on the show, I don't know, a year ago. It's a flashlight with these foldable arms, but it doesn't really write all the way back. So I saw this on Amazon. Multifunction camping lamp with magnetic base from Mose Light, M-O-S, Mose Lighting. All right. And it looked good.
It does look good.
USB-C charging. I guess it comes with a little hanging thing. And it's a little smaller than I thought. It comes with a carabiner hook also. But the magnetic base is what I was interested in, okay? So it is a 12,000 milliamp battery. I'm hoping that there's some battery power in it. Oh my gosh. So we're going to check out the magnet on this guy.
Wow.
Holy, this is.
You're going to wake up the whole warehouse.
This is going to be great. All right. That is one strong magnet, so that's the white, and then there's, that's what we want. We want sort of
tungsten.
Yeah. This really, and then you can, this is great. So you can turn it any way you want, and you put it on. Let me take it down again for a second, because I want to get to the little on-off switch. I'll show you, maybe on this boxes. So you turn it on to the power you want, and then keep your finger on the button, and it goes into dimming. All right, so there's bright white, and then I think warm, and then natural light, and then for some reason red light blinking for emergencies. Okay. Also, it has USB, it has charging out. So if you're in here and you get locked in, you can use this to charge your phone. That magnet is really great. It also has a tripod socket on the bottom. So if you want to hook it onto a tripod, you can do that. But the magnet is what makes it. And for a workshop or something, this is great. I'm going to get a second one for the other half of my warehouse. And I believe it's about $25, but we'll check it online. And I like it a lot. You can close the door now because they have an emergency light.
I like it. I'm shocked by the magnet. Holy moly.
It's great. And since all the steel shelves, all the shelves are steel.
Yeah, right. Snaps right on it.
So if something's way in the back, is it $25? And 4,000 lumens, that's pretty bright. $24. Yeah,
24. Yeah. For your case, I mean, really, anywhere in there, you just slap it on a wall. It's great.
Yeah. Waterproof. And I believe at the highest brightness, I believe someone said they got 5 hours out of it. So that wow. is a lot of battery in that thing.
Pretty good reviews.
Oh, it did get pretty good. Yeah, 4.3 out of 5.
Yeah, I like it. It seems like quite the perfect solution for the, especially in there where you're so, you know, you got a wall over here, you got all the gadgets over there.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
It's the warehouse for thin people.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, very cool. And what do you got for us next?
All right, we're going to move on to a what the heck is it?
It's a what the heck is it? A man walking by the studio. Oh, you, sir. You there.
Yes, sir.
You want to play a game?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is it? I'll turn it both ways.
I really have no idea, sir.
No idea?
I actually know.
Right.
I've used one before, but definitely looks like a toner cartridge.
What?
Oh, I think I
picked a rolling pin. This is the something else it comes with. Which I don't know what it is, but it was in the box. It is a...
Oh.
Wow, it's a...
It's a texture.
It has something to do with...
The cutting board?
Measuring magnet, whatever that means. All right. So the way you'd use it...
I like super toilet paper dispenser in the chat.
Yeah.
Evidently, different recipes call for different thicknesses of dough.
Whoa.
And this shows you if you need dough 3/4 inch or 1/4 inch or 1/8 inch.
Oh, my God.
And you'll roll it to the exact height.
Yes, exact height.
You can roll the dough, and it'll be absolutely the right measurement for thickness. I think it's pretty clever. I think it was $25. I'm not sure.
What are these circles for to show how wide the pie is going to be?
I guess if you're rolling out pizza, maybe. Yeah.
Or pie crust sometimes need to be.
Oh, pie crust is more like
for the pie pan.
Yeah.
And you have to do both ends.
Mm.
And it's very easy to use. That's it. A what the heck is it? And I'll make some pie crust later for a demo. I don't think so.
But I did find a little YouTube 15-second video with someone.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Holy moly, that is the loudest video has ever existed. Okay, sorry about that. Sorry for your ears.
Yeah.
Here you go. And so, you can set the depth. And then they're making like a dumplings.
And she's no wins at all, I guess, if you want it totally flat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the funny thing is, I already have used this.
Oh.
For, I love granola.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes the bags of granola have really big chunks in them that I'm always afraid I'm going to break a tooth. So I used to hit the bag with a hammer. But now I just took a whole bag of it, put one of these spaces in like 1/4 inch or a little higher than that. And I ran the rolling pin back and forth over the bag of granola and got it all kind of a uniform size, not a uniform size, but nothing is bigger than can fit under the setting I have on that rolling pin. So I found a perfect use for this because I'm certainly not going to be making pizza or pie crust. Oh, it is $25.
Yeah. I had something similar, but it didn't have the rings or the like screw off top. I found a similar product. It was kind of like this, except it didn't have handles, and it was rubber bands. So the rubber bands were thick enough to cause the same sort of thing. But honestly, I you see what I mean? If you put the rubber band over...
Yeah, well, I see.
Over where you're actually rolling, it'll make this... It'll do the same thing. But I never really liked that. The bands easily got lost. You know, I'd want just the pin, and then I'd, like, set the bands off to the side, and they get lost or fall over or whatever. And this... I don't know. This is pretty nice. I also like the measurements on the edge of...
And it's only $5 more.
Yeah.
And it also, it's stainless steel.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it getting bugs or getting moldy.
Yeah.
So, I like this too.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay, what else you got for us?
Okay, our third thing is, what's very funny is, next to the Animal Medical Center is, I believe, the biggest Home Depot in the city.
Oh.
So I said to Dennis, let's go see what they have there for Halloween. If they have enough stuff, I'll make a little video there. And this is it.
We're at Home Depot, but the line, how long have they been in line?
Those people have been waiting forever.
Amazing.
They're deceased.
These skeletons are
They've been waiting so long.
Bucks. Okay, and it has a little try me button here, and the eyes light up, and there's full-size skeletons. Look at this. The legs are folded up.
But they're 5 feet high. They're 5 feet
bones,
tall.
Ultra pose and skay skeleton. So you pose in the way you want, and then he's going to stay that way. Well, I would think so. Pose and stay. If you posed him and he got up and walked away, I think you would freak out.
I'd be spooked. Very spooked.
Amazing. $40. And I guess Halloween is on its way.
Wow, look at all the dogs.
Oh, what do we have? Gravestones. Here we go. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, I thought they were $20. Are they $50?
Maybe the one next to it?
It'd be funny if they had him with names. Dick, Dennis, Chad.
Yeah. Josh. That one's $40 over there.
Skeleton dogs. $45.
And skeleton children, if you have a whole family.
Yeah, cheaper.
Yep.
To do
Someone broke
one
it.
Bit this way than trying to buy all this stuff.
I've thought of that, going into Target and just... Hey, this is what they got for hide and seek.
Yeah.
Oh, plug in. Okay, so those are
snakes.
Oh my gosh, snake skeletons.
Cat
skeleton.
I didn't even notice that. That's great.
And the bats are LED also. Does it have a try me button? Hang on. Let me get an LED bat. And. You hear him? Yeah. Well, you made my bet. Wow.
Really? $15.
$15. Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, Dennis's favorite, candy corn. And I knew you'd have a tiny button.
These are disappointing.
Halloween hand painted golden retriever.
Mm. Oh yeah. I thought it'd go bark,
the
bark.
The doggy doesn't do anything.
The dog does nothing. And they're $45.
$45 for that. And let's see. Jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, this is a mystery jack-o'-lantern.
How do you know?
This
I don't know. But with anything. Try me.
There's a ploy by Energizer to sell more batteries.
I think maybe too many people tried him because he doesn't seem to do anything. All right, so there's a look at Home Depot and some fun stuff for Halloween.
I like it. Home Depot was famous for their, what was it, like 12-foot skeleton that they sold a few years ago.
Well, I guess it's because even though it's a huge Home Depot, people don't have huge yards. So I went to their website because Target is hide and seek.
Hide and eek, yeah.
Hide and eek, okay. Well, Home Depot has their own brand, and I think it's the second link I sent you. They have things that are up to $400.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Look at that thing.
Look at that. Wait, do you see the hearse?
Oh, what?
That's my favorite. Look at this.
Whoa, I'm clicking on that. What?
It's 5 feet long. Oh, it's Graven Bones is there.
Graven
brand.
Bones instead of Hide and Eek. Oh, that's so funny. Look at that. That's crazy. Wow.
LED lights, you know, coach lights and LED lighting on the inside on with the skeleton inside and a skeleton driver.
Whoa. That is crazy.
But everything that I saw, it says ships to the store. But probably if you live, you know, you have a gigantic Home Depot, they probably have them there.
Yeah. This is what I was thinking of. It was this guy. It looks like they've updated him with the LEDs in his. You see this? He can customize me with an app.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like his chest lights up. Yeah.
Oh, that's a riot.
That's crazy. How tall is he again? 6.5 feet.
6.5 feet.
LED app controlled LCD eye life eyes. Look at that.
And his mouth lights too.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, look, you can frequently bought together only for $800.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's get those. let's get those and do a spot.
The whole set. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Halloween has just gotten so crazy with the amount of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And I seriously think that that big old skeleton guy kind of started because he was expensive, you know. And same thing with, I mean, I guess it's always kind of been a thing. But, yeah, I keep seeing the bigger and bigger and bigger effects in the yard stuff.
Which is just so cool. Meanwhile, that first skeleton in that video, for $40, that was amazing. A 5-foot skeleton who lights up for $40. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
But I want the hearse.
The thing, they have a hearse in front of the Haunted Mansion at Disney World.
Oh, okay.
It gave me so many of those vibes. It was so cool. Who has a hearse at their house? A carriage-drawn hearse.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's
very
great.
Cool. With that, it's time to get a bit crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. So we are taking a look at some of my favorite gadgets, and this one may be in the not-so-crappy corner of gadgets.
Whoa.
So let's take a look.
We are back at it with some of my favorite gadgets, and this week, one of the gadgets I use all the time, my toaster oven air fryer, bit the dust. And it's time for me to buy a new one. Did my research and got one that I like a lot, so let me show it off. It is the Ninja Flip. This is a toaster oven and air fryer. It also can do like dehydration and has like a few other modes you can kind of see down here. And it has a few pretty unique features that I haven't seen on any other type of air fryer, namely that it can flip, which is why it's part of the name. So here it is here, and its main feature is that when you want more counter space, you can rock it back on these feet back here and move it out of the way. And it really does save a ton of space. I have a lot more space now that it's flipped up out of the way. And then when it's time to use it, you grab it and pull it down. And it does have handles on the side. I think that the instructions kind of tell you to grab it with both hands and set it down. But there you go. Now you have it. So inside, we have the air fry tray. We also have just a sheet tray, and this is kind of enamel, which is nice. And that can also be used as a drip tray when you're air frying, if you're air frying something that is might drip. Then you have a sort of just grill, and I've used it already. And then you have inside of here a crumb tray as well, which you can remove and for cleaning. There's also a nice feature that inside there is a light. So you can actually hit the little light button, and it will illuminate what is being cooked, which I absolutely love. It also turns on when your food is done. So let's go through some of the modes. We have over here, let's just kind of talk about all the buttons. We have our power button, all the different modes, a mode selector button, so we can go in between air fry, air roast, bake, pizza, broil, toast, bagel, and dehydrate. And then over here we have a temp and a time, which can also be the shade of like how toasted something is or how many slices you're doing. So we're on dehydrate now, and I want to be on that mode just to show you how low it can go. So 85 degrees is the lowest it can go, and then I'm going to switch over here to air fry, and you can see that 450 is the highest that it can go. I'm also going to switch over here to toast to kind of show you a different mode where you can get an idea that the shade and the slices could really matter here. So I could add, if I wanted more slices of bread or not, which is really great.
You can
really,
fit
really
up to six slices at once.
I tested out
inside
a few things, like toasting some bread, which turned out pretty nicely. I liked the results from the bread, and I also really like that it shows you a digital time of how long it'll take for the toast to be done, where with just a little dial, I was kind of guessing whenever it would ding and be finished. And then I also did a pizza in here and on the pizza setting, and that turned out well as well. So that turned out good. Now I want to test one more thing. So I'm going to now air fry some little chicken bites. And we'll just use the settings here to get that done. So I'm gonna use just the air fryer. We're gonna take our nuggets. We're gonna throw a few on the tray, and probably don't need the little drip tray or the sheet pan that they give us, because I'm not worried about this really doing anything. So we're gonna set this.
Wasn't worried about it
dripping.
Inside.
There we go. Close her up. Let's go to the air fry mode. We need the temp to be 350 based off of the instructions. Can I click and hold? Yeah, I can. There we go. And we're only going to do this for 8 minutes. So we can turn this down. 8 minutes. And start. So it's preheating. I could take this out during the preheat. I don't care, and I don't mind if they get crispier. And then I just want to show you real quickly what it looks like with the light on, and then we'll come back when it's all finished. So hitting that light right there, and then you can see your food, which is kind of cool. Okay, we'll be back in 8 minutes. Okay, and now our nuggets are done. We're going to go ahead and open this up.
That black thing on the left is the handle, which you really need because the edge will be quite hot.
Some air-fried chicken nuggets. All done. So, I may need to wait a moment
before
I try them because they're still 350 degrees right now. But we'll try them in just a moment. Okay. We have our nuggets, but before we try them, I do want to point out that when you turn this off, it will say that it's still hot while this is still hot. And this whole edge is really too hot, so I can't really set it up yet. So that's kind of a nice feature.
And when it finishes, it'll say flip to flip it up.
These guys, they are still hot. Cooked throughout. I'm happy. It's a good air fryer.
All right. Back to you guys for the price.
Okie dokie.
All right. Nice.
So, one thing that I really liked about this was, you know how Walmart sometimes has a product cheaper than everyone else? You know, we've kind of talked about how Walmart will just always try to have a cheap version of it. So here's, I'm going to show you the normal version before I show you the Walmart version. If their website will, there you go. And so here it is, $250 for it. But you'll notice that this is slightly different. It has a metal front on it instead of the plastic front. Other than that, I can't quite find any other difference. It still has the same buttons, kind of in the same configuration.
Oh, wow.
And all of the capacity things is all the same thing. So 12-inch pizza, 6 slices of bread, 6 chicken breasts. So everything seems exactly the same, except it isn't that $250 price. It is, sorry, I forgot to pull it up. Drum roll, please. Only, if it'll load. What's your guess? How much off do you think it's going to be? From 220 to what?
It was 249, right?
Oh, yeah, here. What was it? Yeah, 249 to...
I'm going to say they're going to go down to 199.
$140. $140. You get $100 off. Now, I have seen it for this version for, $180, like at Target and things like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still, even so, it is so much less expensive. It's only $140, which is still an expensive
wow.
toaster. In the toaster realms, it seems like you get to like about $60, and then you have a pretty big jump to about $150. So that's almost like the price ranges. And at that $60 range, I just don't like the quality of the air fryers. And so if you got to make the jump, I think that this is a great option because I feel like you get way more toaster oven and air fryer than. Then spending it on this, you know, like
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I know that they drive very hard bargains. A long time ago, Mad came out with a big box CD, every issue, 600 issues of Mad, and a roll of toilet paper as a joke. And they went to Walmart, and Walmart said, we have to sell it for $10 less than any place else. So you have to take $10 less. And B, you need to make a smaller box for it. And whoever was putting it together said, look, there's no way we can make smaller boxes. What we can do is we will take the toilet paper out. Dick will come up with some sort of a thing we'll stick over where it says free toilet paper. And we'll let you have it so you can sell it for $10 less than anybody else.
Exactly.
The thing is, they sell so many of
right.
everything.
You wanted it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that's a heck of a bargain.
The normal box. That you got. Uses 80 pound paper, this will just use 50 pound paper, you know,
yeah.
things like
right,
that.
Yes,
You're
yes,
like,
yeah,
it'll
yeah.
be a little cheaper box. Absolutely. And I'm happy with this version of that because $100
yeah,
less.
Great. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I was only disappointed is that I thought an arm was going to flip the fries over. Yeah. You know, sometimes they start sort of getting crispy on one side and not the other, and it says take them out, and I'm thinking, oh my god, it's gonna bring the flies up in the air and they'll come down. But I like it. It's really nice looking.
Thank you And the only other thing is I was worried about the height being kind of, you know, it is a very squat, small, it doesn't seem very tall. And to me, that's not really an issue. Everything that I cook is going to be pretty flat on the air fryer or whatever. I'm not really roasting chickens, you know, and I still
have
a
rolling
oven pin.
You'll make it if it's too
squish it
if
down.
It's too hot.
Yeah. So I find the height kind of an interesting thing that I almost kind of like that.
I think it's very slim. I think it's great.
Exactly. Okie dokie. Another one of my favorite gadgets in the books. Another one next week. With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And Mo sent us in, and he said, guys, I'm sending you another What the Heck Is It?
Ooh, I like it. Once it loads.
All right, so I have my family members here, and we're doing a guess what the heck this is it. And there's six filter. Of these.
It's a filter. It's a
okay.
filter.
This is literally filter material.
But what is it a filter of?
The air conditioner.
It looked like felt.
Nope.
There's not for the air conditioner.
We're using this for now. Be careful when you're pulling this out. Because
computer.
It has Velcro here. You see that?
Yeah.
And you untape it here so that you can stick it and be able to remove it.
It's such a specific size. I feel like it's going to be used for something we all know.
Guess what it is?
I don't know what this is at all. Is this for the sink? For something watery?
Nope. Wow. We're using it now. You could see it if you look for it now.
Some sort of a filter?
So it is a filter.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But you have to, what kind of filter, what is it for?
He heard
I'll
you
give
Dave.
You a hint. Yeah, it's in the living room.
What could it filter? I'm thinking like a console to keep pet hair out, maybe?
Oh, someone in chat is close.
Oh, maybe do you think you put it on top of your fan and it filters the air as the blades go around?
This is the fan. I see it up there.
Okay, you guessed it.
Look, it's right there.
No way. Oh, wow.
They guessed it. It's
so it's like activated charcoal or something.
Yeah.
This is my fan, and the idea is that you take one of those things, you remove the Velcro or the sticky part of the Velcro, and you stick it onto the top right here. As you can see, I have already them Velcro, and it comes with that Velcro so that you can replace them. I don't know how many times, I don't know when you have to replace them. I guess when they get really dusty. But the idea is while this is spinning, it's filtering the air in the room. So what do you guys think? You think it'll work?
I think it will.
Boy, I have no idea. I have to
My
ask
wife
him.
Knew what it
oh,
was.
Oh, the cat sleeping on
it? Already showed
it
to her. What do you think?
I think we'll see how it works.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like
we'll
a good cat petter.
I think it can't hurt. For $9.99, I think you get six of them. Check below. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We need more cat action. As much cat as they gave us, we're going to show. Oh, my gosh. That's adorable.
What kind of reviews did it get?
Let me see. I think it could work. I mean, some air's got to pass through it and be filtered a little bit, you know. Activated charcoal can't
only
be
13
bad.
People, 4.3.
Yeah. It reminds me a little bit of I think it was Swiffer made that, it was like just a fan that blew through a you know, not really a good air, not a HEPA filter, but just like a filter.
Oh, I have one running constantly.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that.
It captures a lot of dust.
Yeah. I could see that it works. I could also see that spending $10 extra on, you know, the upgraded air filter in your HVAC, you know, in your, you know, I try to get the apartment complex gives us free air filters, but they are the worst. I mean, like the absolute worst air filter. So I always upgrade the air filters in the AC unit. And I think that could definitely help. And then stay on top of switching them out.
Oh, so all the apartments are air conditioned with the same units?
So every unit has its own central AC unit. Every
Do
unit
you pay
has
for electric or is mm-hmm. it? Mm-hmm. Well, you pay for electric.
Yes. So that AC unit's hooked into my electrical. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But everyone has their own, like, outside one of the windows, there's like six AC condensers, sitting out there. But yeah, so every unit has its own AC for the unit. So all the rooms are on one thermostat for my apartment, basically. Yeah.
Well, Mo, if you let's see, Mo said that he was traveling and might not be able to get to the show, but I'll ask him like in 2 months to let us know if he sees how much these things have collected.
Yeah.
I mean, it's activated charcoal. I think you're right. It's got to do something.
It's got to do something. Yeah. Something. Mm-hmm. I kind of want one of these that has little like spikes on it that might get like pet hair that's like going through the air because... After like 3 months, the blades will get like little pet hair thing. I'm thinking maybe a pet hair catcher in the air.
Oh, that'd okay.
Be a good idea. We need to patent that idea. Pretty cool, Mo. Thanks for sending that over. And how can people send in their videos, Dickie D?
They can make a video. Just use your phone. And it can be any kind of a gadget. Filters on fans. Well, don't do those because we just did them. Any kind of a gadget video, 1 to 3 minutes. Just make sure to use landscape format and that we can see the gadget, hear you. You can be in it if you want. Something you love, something you hate. Our favorite is a high-tech gadget you have from the past. You can't throw out because it was a lot of money. And now it's worthless. It's worth something to us. So just make a video, 1 to 3 minutes, upload it to YouTube. You can click unlisted if you want only us to see it. Send the URL to us that YouTube provides, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show your video, you get the current issue of Mad Magazine. And we would like something for next week's show. I have a standby that I made. But it'd be great to have something from you, especially if you've never made a video for the show before. It's so easy. You don't need mics, lighting, just your phone. Mail@gizwiz.tv.
Perfect. Do it now. With that, let's move into the letter. Now.
All right, this is an email to the show that I don't quite understand it. It's from Restream, and it said we streamed for 68 minutes, great content. The best moments could be on TikTok or Shorts, which everybody is watching. They give you a shortcut to making Shorts, and you can post them to all your channels. Do you have a lot of channels?
I mean, so the idea is, I guess, that Restream uses its scanning technology to scan our stream. We use Restream to stream to Twitch and YouTube at the same time. So already sending our content to Restream. So they'll scan it.
And that's not part of YouTube, right?
No. So we go through a third party. So it comes from my house to Restream. Restream splits the stream into YouTube and Twitch and sends it to both of them. Right. So we've been using Restream for years so that we go live on YouTube and Twitch at the same time. And so we send them the stream of us doing it, and they're saying, we will scan your content and then using, I guess, AI, I'm just going to guess, and then make clips of your stream, and then you could put it on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube Shorts, those type of channels.
Have you ever done it?
I haven't used this service. I've used others. I've tried to use others. Of like 2 years ago, so maybe the technology's gotten better. A lot of them will auto reformat. So, we're in 16:9 right now, but Shorts are 9 by 16. So some of them will do like it'll notice that you're here and I'm here, but maybe for a vertical video, it'd be better if I was like on the bottom and you were on the top.
It'll
like literally take a crop of me and take a crop of you from this shot and make it and like reformat it and do things like that. I've found that without the human touch, it's not that great. You know, it doesn't make that great of content. I think making clips out of stuff and resharing it is a great way to get, you know, views and get discovered. But I find that a long format show like ours, where you're trying to cut up little clips, you kind of need to like...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. How does it even know what... They're only 30 seconds long, right?
Shorts can be a minute to 3 minutes. You know, they can be fairly long. You need a lot. You need to have a light touch or in the edit. It all comes down to the edit. I mean, I've been an editor for years, so you got to make. You know, if I'm trying to bring something that's, you know, a 5 minute long thing into 60 seconds, I have got to be dead on accurate with my edits in terms of where people are ending sentences and moving on to the next thing and what to cut out and what to streamline. It's a really difficult thing to do for a show like ours.
Yeah.
For people who do like video game content or more reactionary content, those big moments, AI can kind of figure out and go, okay, well, you know, that's 30 seconds of excitement. I'll just cut that out. And so it doesn't really work great on talking head shows. It works really great for solo creators who might have died crazy in a video game or got that one win that they were really looking for or said something really funny. You know, it'll edit that out type of thing.
Well, the bad thing is we could do it and then get an email back saying, you streamed for 68 minutes, and we couldn't find 30 seconds that was any good.
Exactly.
You can have your money back.
Right.
We looked through 5 hours of shows.
And there was nothing
here. We could not find 30 seconds.
No good content anybody
wanted to see again.
Yep. Well, there you go. I want to say big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for your support of our show. It's incredible. You guys support us every time that we upload a new episode. So thank you. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back at gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and there's a big banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. There's also on that page a tiny little link that'll take you to our PayPal, so you can donate. Either way, Patreon's a reoccurring thing, and PayPal, you could give just a one-time donation if that is how you're feeling. However you support us, thank you. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. The website will update with a live stream, so head on over there around that time and you'll see it. I encourage you to join the chat room and chat along with our fantastic community of folks who joins us live for our recordings. And if you don't see it live, it's there after the fact on our website. Gizwiz.tv is the podcast's website where you can see all those old episodes. Gizwiz.biz is Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder to a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? Ooh, we get to see the cover. Did you show us that 2 weeks ago? I forget. But here's the gadget. You got to guess what this gadget is. And I hate to give it away.
Uh-oh.
But it is an amphibious hamster wheel. When you want to take your hamsters out to the ocean, stick them in that, and they'll have a grand time. And you might not have a hamster. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. And that is the Mad Magazine you're playing for. The Mad What in the Hell edition. Get a guess in at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.